Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, May 3rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Folks, things are getting hot around here. Now, we want to thank everybody, first of all, for all their emails about yesterday's Alex Jones interview and also the music video. Now, we thought this interview was a riot. We thought it was hilarious. But the letters that we got from people are even funnier that we thought, you guys are stupendous in what you've been saying. And you guys get it. You're finally getting it that Alex Jones isn't above reproach, that he can and he has to answer some questions. But regardless,
and not surprisingly, a lot of you feel the same way we do.
Yeah. Now, we're going to get to what happened on Alex's show today in a minute. Mm. But last Friday, when we ran this article that said Alex was going to change the name of his radio show and his website to infomercial.com. Well, we got an email from somebody that said on Monday, Alex is going to come out, he's going to chew you guys up, and he's going to spit you guys out. Well, so far, we aren't puree. In fact, Alex is so horrified of this information that twice today on his show, he already cut listeners off that were asking him about it.
He censored two callers on his broadcast, and just yesterday, he made the statement, there's no censorship on this broadcast.
Yeah.
And what did he do today? Two people tried to ask him about it, and he cut them off.
Right. Now, the first guy that called up was very polite, and he was saying, I'd just like to ask you about Wing TV, and immediately Alex rushes in and just takes over. And this guy, like on three or four different occasions, tried to jump in and say, Alex, I would just like to ask you one question. And the guy never got to say a word, not a single word. Then the next guy called in, and I wrote it down here, and he says, and the caller says, Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani have done a fantastic job on their book, 9/11 on Trial. Alex, are you familiar with this book? That's what the caller said. Alex immediately hangs up on the caller, and he says, hey, I'm only talking about serious issues on this show.
Is Alex Jones saying 9/11, the issue of proving 9/11 with the government lying about the World Trade Center collapses is not a serious issue?
Yeah. 9/11 isn't a serious issue. Now, Alex is saying that, wow, I'm not going to engage in this attack and all this stuff. Well, you know what, Alex? We're not attacking you. We're asking you some questions.
Right, and there's a difference between questioning someone and attacking them. There's a difference between exposing someone and attacking them.
Right, and in our articles that we've written, and there's going to be articles for the whole rest of the week, what we're doing is asking you some questions, and you're not above reproach, Mr. Alex Jones.
No.
You're not above.
And you're not above questioning either.
Yeah. And on Friday then, this is all going to culminate then in a list of questions that we're going to pose to Alex Jones that we want him to answer. Now, that's not attack. Is asking someone a question an attack? If it is, then what kind of insane world is he living in? It's unbelievable. Plus, here's something else. Alex is always on his show saying, I'm here. I'm going to take on the new world order. Well, if Alex can't even take us on, if he can't even answer our questions, how can he take on the New World Order? This is insane. Plus, he said just today, before we came on the show, he said, I'm very good at confronting people. No, you're not.
Hello.
You know, right here we are. We're very easy to find. So
he said, people are posing as him on the internet. He said, so-called patriots made it. So-called patriots, I guess referring to us, but let us tell you something. Us so-called patriots made it to OKC.
Yeah.
Where was the fearmonger?
He was selling his videos on his radio show. That's what he was doing. So, yeah, Alex called us so-called patriots, but guess what? We got on a bus and traveled halfway across the country.
We traveled 65 hours round trip.
On a bus with 55 other people sitting around us. Now, is that what a so-called patriot does? If we were like, Eric already says people get paid off by the government. Well, if we got paid off, would we spend 65 hours on a stinking bus to go out to Oklahoma City?
I'd like to say something else, too. To the few of you who just don't get it and who are criticizing us, one person even accused us of being COINTELPRO. Hey, if you want to know all about us, come and visit.
Yeah.
We have nothing to hide. We don't work for COINTELPRO. We don't know anybody in the government. We're just two average people who are asking some hard questions.
Right.
And apparently certain people don't want to answer them.
Yeah. Now, another question people are asking is, how did this all start? Okay, well, we're going to give you an inside look right now. On January 11th of this year, Alex Jones called into a radio show. And after he was done plugging his videos, which he does every time he calls into a radio show, he went into his whole big spiel, buy my videos. Then he said something very important, vitally important. He said that everybody in the Patriot community should put their grievances behind them and come together and work as one. Okay? When we heard that, we were ecstatic because there was a rift of sorts between us and Alex Jones. So I called Alex up and I spoke to him two different times on the telephone. Oh, before I get to that, there's something very peculiar about me, at least. When somebody says something, I take them at their word. Now, listen to that. When somebody says something, I take them at their word.
Yeah, and we've actually been accused of being amateur and ridiculous because we do expect people to honor their word, right, including Alex Jones.
Yeah.
It's not hard to do. We do it all the time.
So when Alex said we should all put our past grievances behind us, and come together as one, we took him at his word. So I spoke with Alex two different times on the telephone, mm-hmm. and I said, hey, we'd love to come on your show. We'd love to talk about 9/11, the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. Now, I don't think that's a ridiculous thing to want, is it? I mean, isn't the purpose of the alternative press, the
right,
alternative media, to talk about things that the mainstream media doesn't talk about? People said, well, you just wanted to be on Alex's show to talk about your book. Well, yeah, we did.
But that wasn't all of it.
Yeah.
We do our best to promote independent press because we want everybody to know there are a lot of different sources for alternative information other than your mainstream news networks and your controlled newspapers. So everybody should know about all of the options available to them, not just one source.
Right. And we've done in the last few months dozens of different mm-hmm. radio shows. One day we even did four different interviews in one day. So we wanted to get everywhere so that people could find out about the true story of how the World Trade Center towers came down. And also, this is based upon the information on 9/11 on trial. It's based upon the best researchers in the world, and we give them all the credit in the world for what they've done. So, anyway, we talked to Alex, and I said, Alex, if you don't want us on your show, just say so. Come out and tell me right now, and I'll never broach the subject with you again.
He wasn't even mad enough to say...
Right.
I just don't want you on my show.
Yeah, he's, oh, no, that's not it. I'll have you on sometime in the future here. Well, you know, the future has come and gone. And Alex, if you're not man enough to do it, if you're not a man of your word, just come out and say it.
If proving that it was a controlled demolition and our book came out before his video,
yeah,
he had plenty of opportunity to bring this information to the public, but he waited to tell people the definitive story, according to Jones, until his video was done.
Yeah.
And then he only promotes his video when we had this information compiled by dozens of researchers on the table. It's been compiled for the last 3.5 years. And Alex refused to bring it to the public because it was more important to wait till his video came out and promote that.
Yeah. And ask yourself, this is a very important question, why won't Alex have us on a show? I mean, Fox News won't have us on. CBS, NBC, ABC won't have us on. Amy Goodman, who's an obvious CIA mole, won't have us on.
Other GCN hosts have had us
right.
on.
I mean, we've been on dozens and dozens of shows. There's great, great patriots out there in the alternative media. But Alex Jones won't have us on. Why? Ask yourself that question, why? And also, before we go on, we want everybody out there, while I'm thinking of it, call into Alex's show.
Oh, yeah.
Call in every day and through until you get through and ask him, Alex, instead of hanging up on me, I want you to answer, why won't you talk about 9/11 on trial? Why won't you answer the questions Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani are asking? Why did you censor an article, which we're going to get to, and on? Don't let him hang up on you.
Right.
Keep on him.
What he's doing is proving us right
yeah.
by not addressing the questions these callers are posing or trying to pose to him or the comments they're making. So he even implied that Victor was the one that called, and Victor
yeah.
was putting his shirt on in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was getting ready for the show, and he's implying
it wasn't
it was
us,
me.
Alex. We didn't call.
Yeah. I mean, and Lisa said it in the beginning. Alex said there's no censorship whatsoever on his show. When somebody calls today and says, I would like you to ask you about Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani's book, click. He hangs up. What is that?
Oh, and again, he's talking about them wanting to kill him.
Yeah.
Is this the way the government operates? The people that they want dead, do they just threaten them over the years, over a period of,
yeah.
what, 10 years he's been trying to expose this into the mainstream.
Yeah, now, this is great. This
10 years, they're just going to idly threaten him over and over. Wouldn't they just finish him off?
Yeah. Lisa brought this up in her article today, and then I touch upon it in one of mine later in the week. But think about this. If we have this total police state, like Alex says, I'm sure then the New World Order would know where Alex lives,
yeah,
where he works,
where he vacations,
right, where he vacations, what kind of car he drives, where he shops, and on and on and on. So if these people are bloodthirsty monsters, which they are, by the way, do you think they'd be waiting 10 years? Because Alex has been on the radio 10 years now. Do you think they'd be waiting 10 years to kill him? If these people want to kill somebody, guess what they do?
They kill him.
They kill him.
Yeah.
That's it. All Alex is doing is bolstering himself up here, making himself out to be a hot shot, and pushing this fear-mongering stuff over and over again. If the mafia wants to kill somebody, do they go down into the town square and put a picture of Vito Genovese on the lamppost and say, we're going to kill you on May 3rd at 12 o'clock? No, they kill him. If the New World Order wanted to kill Alex, they'd kill him.
Yeah.
You know, he's been talking about it for 10 years now, and he's still there. So, Alex, shut up about that. Nobody buys it. It's just crap.
You know, the more he tries to avoid answering these questions and these issues, the more it piques our interest and makes us want them answered.
Well, it piques everybody's interest. Because
he's proving us right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's another reason why we're bringing all this up. I was talking to another radio show host a few months ago, and I said, listen, I'm 42 years old. I don't want to live under an illusion anymore.
Right. And now, I'm 39, and I don't want to live under one either.
Now, all of the people watching this show and all the people that have become aware, we laugh at the people that still watch Fox News and CNN and CBS, NBC, ABC, because we say, how can they believe that stuff? It's all an illusion. But now we get one step above, and we see another illusion, because Alex isn't talking about this kind of stuff. So if Fox isn't talking about 9/11 on trial or other information, and then Alex does the same exact thing as the mainstream does, isn't he perpetuating the same illusion that they are?
Now look, Dave Von Kleist had a very big video, 9/11 in plain sight. He had us on his show. He didn't feel threatened in any way by having us on his show, because
right,
all of the information that's out on these subjects needs to get out, not just one person's or this person's. He didn't feel in any way threatened by having us on the show,
right,
and we went on there. He had no problem with it. Why is Jones
so afraid,
so resistant?
Yeah. Now, here's another thing that we have to clarify. That we have an article called Alex Jones Equals Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, Lisa was a columnist on Prison Plan. She wrote 3 articles, and out of the blue, Alex took all three of those articles off, because the one article was co-authored by Lisa and myself.
Right, and when I asked them to put Victor's name as co-author of the final piece that I submitted there, suddenly all of the articles were removed, and a sentence referencing my article and a hyperlink to another article I wrote was removed from another Prison Planet author's article on that site.
Randy Lovello.
Without their permission.
Yeah, Randy Lovello wrote an article, and in this article, he had an entire sentence where he wrote about Lisa's article and then a hyperlink to it. Okay? This was in Randy Lovello's article, not Lisa's. So we don't even care about the 3 articles.
Yeah, he can have whatever he wants or not doesn't want on his site, but he has no right to censor, to alter the content of anybody's writing.
So here's what happened then. They posted this article, but then they eliminated an entire sentence, the one referencing Lisa's article and the hyperlink. Now, they didn't notify Randy Lovello beforehand, nor did they ask this guy's permission. Now, if you go into someone's article and delete an entire sentence, what is that called? Lisa?
It's censorship.
There's no other definition about it. It's censorship. Randy Lovello was irate when he saw that happened.
And there was no response when we tried to ask many times what was the explanation for this. We got no response. We even had other people email Alex Jones and Paul Watson, and they got no response. The final word down was that Alex Jones makes the ultimate decisions regarding his websites, so the responsibility lies with him.
Yeah, now, is this attacking Alex when we say, why did you censor that article?
No.
There's a lot of people that remember this article,
right,
and a lot of people contacted them to say, why did you censor this article? Not once yet has Alex answered to this. Now, do we think that he's above reproach that Alex can do anything he wants to and he shouldn't answer for anything? Well, if you think that, then isn't that the same as the mainstream media where they say, well, the government told us that there were 19 Arab cave dwellers that did 9/11, so we're not going to question the government. Well, if Alex censors articles and we say, well, we're not going to question Alex, then that's the same thing that the mainstream is doing with the government. Is that the trap we want to fall into?
See, that's almost like Kyle Hentz.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's another thing we've been bringing up about Alex, is this hard sell. When people say, well, you guys sell products on Wing TV, and of course we do. But the big difference is, look at what we do on this show. Do we spend an inordinate amount of time pushing these products? We hardly even ever mention them. Alex's show is like a walking infomercial.
Well, as I say in my article, we don't try to freak you out to sell products. We don't try to put you into, as someone else on Let's Roll said, into a psychological fetal tuck to sell products.
Yeah.
We don't want to soak you in more terror. The government's already doing that, and so is the media.
Right. Now, we heard from a very reliable source who heard from a very reliable source how much money Alex is pulling a year. Now, we're not going to give you the exact figure because
lots of zeros.
Yes. I mean, lots of zeros. And we're not going to release this figure until we can verify it. But let me just tell you, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that he's making off of selling
at
fear
least
to the public. Now, the big question is, how many people out there are making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars off of the New World Order? I'll tell you how much money we're making off of our products. Maybe for the entire year, a couple thousand bucks. Big deal. And that's just, you know, we're paying for, you know, after all of...
Well, if we were, we wouldn't have had to spend $65 round trip on buses going to OKC. We would have flown first class.
Yeah. Think about it. Alex is making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars every year off of the New World Order. If that's okay with you, then so be it.
One of the emailers put it better. With all the advertising and the pay-per-view and everything you have to pay for on his site, and considering what the things cost, that should pay for his capital and overhead and then some.
Yeah.
Why does he have to continue pushing so hard?
Yeah, why is there this huge disparity beyond that where it's all going into his pocket?
And somebody said we're trying to slow down his momentum as he's making these huge strides into the mainstream. He's making huge strides
where?
Into the mainstream.
Yeah.
Where?
I've never seen Alex's name. Now, he talks all the time about the Washington Post and CNN, that they're attacking Hollywood movies, attacking him constantly. I've never seen his name ever in the mainstream media, and believe me, I paid.
He's got a few clips that he puts on his website and which he talks about on his show.
Yeah, but he needs all this money to continue his inroad into the mainstream. He isn't in the mainstream, folks, and he's not going to be in the mainstream. They don't want anything to do with him. So, look beyond this hype that he's given you. Now, let's touch again upon our biggest pet peeve, activism. We went out to Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
We took out a whole bunch of books with us, and guess what we did with them? We gave them away. For free. We didn't make a penny.
And
we
lost
money.
And if you think it was fun lugging them around on every bus.
Yeah, we had suitcases filled with books, and we just gave away. Now, the big thing is, do you think we're going to change the world just by passing around links or making copies of videos and then sit there in our living room and watch them?
No.
Knowledge is useless without action behind it. And that's what we kept telling everybody. Make it out to OKC. Now, since that's
coming up, we can't tell you to do it if we're not going to do it ourselves.
Right. Now, on 9/11, this September 11th, we're traveling to New York City. We're going to start again next week with a big push to get everybody to make plans to make it up to New York City, to hold big signs up there. They raise their voices and say, we don't believe your lies. If the government sees hundreds of thousands of people in the street, then they start to say, something's going on. Do you care? Or do you think they care that people are sitting in their living rooms very passively watching Alex's videos? That's not changing anything. It's not doing anything.
Right.
We have to become active. And Alex Jones, in the months and months before the Oklahoma City Truth Rally, never said one word to promote that. Now, what kind of activism is that? But guess what he did spend hundreds of hours talking about? His videos, his overpriced T-shirts, his books, subscribing to his pay-per-view website. Now,
and not only on his show.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you think we're the only ones talking about this, believe me, there's many, many other people in the mainstream or in the alternative media.
And we're printing all these feedback responses out.
Yeah, we're not going to put your names on them, of course. But what I was going to say was there's a lot of people in the alternative media that are saying the same things to us privately that we're telling you right now. A lot of people are saying this stuff about Alex Jones. And then I had a conversation with someone a couple days ago, and he said, why don't you mention this on your show? Now, I want you to listen to what he said. He said, well, if I talk out about Alex Jones could call my boss and have me fired. Now, do you want Alex Jones to have that much power? And when you wonder why Rush Limbaugh or Wolf Blitzer or Bill O'Reilly don't talk about the truth on their shows, it's because they're afraid they're going to get fired.
Right.
Now, if someone in alternative media that hosts a show thinks that if they talk bad about Alex Jones, they're going to get fired,
Or question him,
guess what? That makes Alex Jones, once again, the same as the mainstream media.
Right.
This stuff is very, very disturbing.
Got to preserve the moneymaker.
Yeah, this is disturbing, and Alex needs to answer for these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two other things, real quick, before we leave. Why hasn't Alex ever spoken out once against Art Bell? Not once. Because the answer is he wants to be able to keep going on coast to coast.
He's not the only one.
And he's not the only one, so that he can sell his videos. And the last thing, why won't Alex ever speak about Zionism? Ever.
Right, and he's not the only one who won't do that either.
And who is he protecting by not doing so? Alex talks about the whole big New World Order, the Rosicrucians and the Bilderbergers.
And Bohemian Grove.
And Bohemian Grove and the Masons and so forth. But whenever anyone asks him about the Zionist influence, which is vitally important to this, Alex completely dismisses it and goes on to another subject. Who is he protecting?
I want to say one more thing, too. You may not agree with everything we say, and we don't expect you to. But you should at least defend our right to say it. That's
exactly
what freedom of speech is all about.
And if you believe in freedom of speech, then you should be defending our right and everybody else's right to bring these things up. And do you think Alex Jones is above reproach? If you do, then never, ever question
Let
them.
Me finish my thought.
Okay.
And whether or not we agree with everything you have to say, and we're getting a lot of feedback, and it's not all good.
No, it's not.
There's some pretty vicious ones in there, too. We defend your right to say those things, whether you agree with us or not. That's freedom of speech.
Exactly. So, one more time, we want to remind everybody, call Alex's show. Ask him these questions. And don't let him, well, if he hangs up on you, you don't have any recourse. But keep on him. Keep pushing him and say, Alex, answer these questions.
Right. And he's going to be guest hosting on other people's shows today. So he's going to be on, didn't he say, like 9 hours today?
Yeah.
So you've got plenty of time to call and ask.
But he's on every day for 3 hours on his radio show. Call into his show. And don't tell the screener that you're going to ask him about, you know, Wing TV or whatever. Just say you want to talk about the New World Order. And then when you get on, say, Alex, I want to ask you a question about Wing TV, Victor Thorne, Lisa Giuliani, 9/11 on trial, blah, blah, blah. And don't let him sidestep the issues.
You know, Art Bell has a bigger show than Alex Jones, and Art Bell answers his own phone.
Yeah, and Art Bell actually, you know, talked about us on his show. So, I mean, Alex is even below Art Bell. And you know what, Lisa? We said it right before the show. We're very, very disappointed in Alex.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's always up for a good fight, that he's not afraid of anything.
And the bottom line
why,
is...
Why won't he answer
if this? We want our alternative press, our new media, to be taken seriously, then we have to cover the news. We have to give the other side of the story. We have to be where the news is happening, or people aren't going to take it seriously. And he dropped the ball, and a lot of our alternative press dropped the ball with the OKC story. That's a national news story.
We have to be real, and we have to answer questions. So ask those questions to Alex Jones, and don't let him slip and slide.
Yeah, call him.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Thank you, everybody, for watching our show, for our interview yesterday, for the great feedback, and you guys are hilarious. We see that you get it, and we're just thankful that you're out there. So keep your eyes open.
See you tomorrow.